Hello everybody, welcome back to Retentional Living. My name is Rutendo Borere and I am your guide on this show. Now today we are going to be doing a very special episode, and it's inspired by something that I have recently adopted into my everyday life, which I call Unpotato Your Life. Now this thing came around for me when I was watching one of my favorite YouTubers. Her name is Rowena Tsai, and if you have time you should check out her self-love positivity growth content, because it has helped me a lot in trying to relax and trying to focus my life. Now today we're going to be doing a hashtag Unpotato self-love with God kind of meditation. I don't know if we can call it a meditation because we need to assume so many positions if we're going to properly meditate, but I'd love to think of this as something you can listen to when you're trying to relax your body, when you're trying to reaffirm yourself, and when you're trying to refocus yourself. So first of all, get yourself in a very comfortable position. If you're in bed, get the most comfortable you can be. If you're walking, just relax your mind. If you're going anywhere, just assume a relaxing stance or a relaxing attitude. Now, what we need to do right now is to take a few deep breaths. Breathe in and out. We breathe in and out. Allow yourself to clear your mind. Clear your mind of all the worries that you have in your head, and let's share some word in this. So today we are going to be going into self-love, and as a Christian, I believe that most of the time we are so selfless and we are always trying to help other people that we forget about ourselves. But today we just want to take care of the body that supports us. I posted something on Twitter earlier on this week where I was using the affirmations I heard from Lavender. She's an amazing podcaster as well. And the words she was just sharing resonated with me. Now, the affirmation words were, I will read them out right now. I accept myself exactly as I am. I am grateful for my body and all it's doing to support me. All of me is beautiful. I am enough. I am worthy. I am a light in this world. I am unique and incomparable to others. I respect myself and give myself what I need. Setting boundaries is self-love. Now, if you are feeling like you are not in a space where you really understand what self-love is, just try saying those affirmations to yourself every single day. In the morning, just tell yourself how beautiful you are and how grateful you are for the body that you have. I remember I was listening to Mpumile Dwaba when she was talking to, I've forgotten the name of the guest, but the guest was saying breathing is a form of worship. And I remember when I was listening to it, I was like, I do not understand that. But now, when I think of how easy the breathing process comes, and the fact that this breathing process that we do every single second is what's keeping us alive, that mere factor by itself is mind-blowing. So anytime you feel like you're getting overwhelmed or something, I recommend just controlling your breath, letting your body feel all that air you're breathing in and the air that you're breathing out. Now, the first verse I'm going to share about self-love is Psalms 27, verse 3. And it says, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Now, that is just a form of self-love, but by affirming yourself that you know who's got your back. Most of the time, sometimes you might affirm yourself and say, I will be okay. But I feel that when you entrust yourself, when you entrust your security, your protection to come from God, that is the highest form of self-love, because you are shielding yourself with the best security forces you will ever find. The next Bible verse we are going to be sharing is Matthew 22 from verse 37 to 40. It reads, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is unlike unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now this one I think would come across as a bit difficult to understand, because it goes on into the neighbors. But I feel when you go back to the golden rule, which says, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. When you send out love into the world, it's going to come back as love to you. When you send out hate into the world, it's going to come back as hate to you. So that is a form of self-love, but it is what we call a kind of a snowball kind of self-love. Because when you attract positive things around you, you're just adding on to the positive things happening in your life. Now let's say a few words of Christian affirmations in self-love. I am created in the image of God, the image of perfection. That is Genesis 1, verse 27. I am strong in the Lord and in His credible power. Ephesians 6, verse 10. The Spirit at work within me is greater than the Spirit in the world. 1 John 4, verse 4. I am more valuable than a whole flock of sparrows. Matthew 10, verse 31. I am so special to God. He knows how many hairs I have. Matthew 10, verse 30. I love and respect myself for who I am right now. Mark 12, verse 31. I am the only me there is. Jeremiah 1, verse 5. I have a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. I am strong in the Lord and in His incredible power. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Now, I don't know what you might be going through, but I believe that you are amazing and you were created uniquely by God. Do not ever doubt that for a minute, because you are a unique and limited addition. Some days may be hard, but don't beat yourself up because of that. Remember who's got your back. Remember who is in you is greater than the problems you are facing. Remember where to run to when you feel like the world is getting heavy for you. Love yourself. Every single day, love yourself. Even in those weak moments, love yourself. Even when you feel like you are not lovable. Love yourself, because God loved you in your entirety and He loves you completely for who you are. Now, as we are about to end this meditation, hashtag unpotato life session with me, let's say a few words of prayer. Before we do that, let's breathe in and out. Let's breathe in and out. Speak some words of positivity into yourself. Say a silent prayer to God. Say things you've never said to God about yourself. Tell Him how much you love that part of your body. Tell Him how grateful you are for that beautiful mind that you have. Tell Him how grateful you are for the gift of breath. And also thank Him for giving you that body that you have that allows you to live and breathe every single day. I hope you guys enjoyed this session and it helped you to relax in so many ways, and it also helped you grow your love for yourself, because you cannot expect someone to love you the way you want to be loved unless you learn to love yourself. I love you so much, all my sweet potatoes. And my closing word for today is going to come from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 to 6. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am becoming a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. I hope you guys enjoyed that. You can read that in a more simplified version in the New International Version. This was the King James Version. Thank you so much. See you next time here on Retentional Living. Bye.